We'll move on to number nine. Move on to number nine, the R3 updates. Shayla, are you going to do that one?
She's unmuted. We can't hear you, Shayla.
Shayla, we need you to unmute, I think.
No, she's unmuted.
Oh, she is.
Something with her microphone.
Can you hear me now?
There it is.
All right, perfect. Okay. All right, good afternoon, commissioners and Secretary Roebling. My name is Shayla Larson. I'm the R3 and Relevance Manager. I have a pretty quick update today, but I just wanted to share a few things that my team and myself have been up to in the last few months. So first off, I'd like to share that we had a Hunter Ed instructor conference on April 22nd through 23rd. So that was a couple months ago or coming up on a couple months ago here. We had a lot of different instructors from around the state come, and they were really pleased with the conference and had a lot of enthusiasm for, you know, different ways to approach their classrooms. The biggest concern that instructors had was incentives to bring in the next generation of instructors. So Director Kirschman was able to be there and kind of hear some of their concerns as well. Another exciting thing that we were able to accomplish was getting the MAFWA Small Game Diversity Toolkit. So this was a $30,000 grant that we were awarded along with a toolkit of diverse photos to use in order to create more diverse marketing. So we used that money to pay Lawrence and Schiller, who kind of helps us with our regular visit marketing in the fall. And this will become a sub campaign of that to hopefully land these folks at the Hunt the Greatest website so they can explore a little bit more about what hunting small game looks like in South Dakota. We do have our R3 plan finalized and we'll begin implementation here shortly. So we're super excited about that. We do have youth conservation camp next week and that's out in the Black Hills. So we have about 50 registrants for that. So we're really excited for those folks. And then at the end of the summer, we do have Becoming an Outdoor Woman, August 26th through the 28th. And that will be at Enemy Swim Lake up in the Northeast. Registration for new people begins on June 6th, and we prioritize new folks, and then folks that are returning customers or participants, the registration for that opens up on June 20th. So overall, we're really excited. We're really excited about the Small Game Diversity Toolkit because that's going to bring a lot of new opportunity as folks from all walks of life are moving to South Dakota. So we're really excited to see what kind of traffic that sub campaign will create. So, like I said, not a too lengthy update, but I'm welcoming any questions if you have any.
It's awesome. Sounds like you got a full summer ahead of you already.
Yeah, we've got a pretty packed summer. We're excited though.
It's outstanding. Anybody have any questions for Shayla right now? Letting you off easy today.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.